Walking through the farmer's market with April Segura, it's obvious she's a regular.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah.
How are you?
Segura looks over tables of lettuce and herbs at the Old Cheney Road Farmer's Market in Lincoln, Nebraska. She's 31 and a single, stay-at-home mother of three. Two big shopping bags hang from one arm. The other supports her one-year-old son, Jeriel, riding in a sling on her chest. Segura is a SNAP recipient and a local food fanatic.
I love asparagus season, and it's probably about to be over. So, and I didn't get any last week because we were in a hurry, and we barely made it here. So,
Segura depends on around $500 each month from SNAP to help cover her food bills. As much as she can, she uses that money at the farmer's market. Today, she found cabbage and tomatillo to plant in the garden and bright green asparagus for a snack.
Yep. Is it four for the bunch? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be common for markets to take food stamps, but when paper stamps were replaced by plastic debit cards, not many markets invested in card readers. In recent years, though, there's been a rebound. In 2008, only 750 local farms and markets across the country accepted SNAP. Last year, it was more than 3,000. That means Segura can swipe her card and buy food that otherwise would be hard to afford.
I wouldn't want to just get crap food. Like, you know, for me and my kids, I realize we need to be eating healthy, and we try to do as organic as we can and local as we can.
Customers like Segura pushed SNAP spending at farms and markets to more than $16 million in 2012. But that's hardly a drop in the bucket when you consider government spending on SNAP reached $78 billion last year. It's doubled since the recession. The current debate in Congress is not whether to cut that number, but by how much. The farm bill in the Democrat-controlled Senate would trim an estimated $4 billion over 10 years. For many Republicans, like Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, that's not enough.
Why would they call this a farm bill if 80% of it is talking about the food stamp program? I can't think of anyone who could rationally say that this program of food stamps could justify being increased by 100% in a period of 4 years.
Meanwhile, a different version of the farm bill in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives would cut SNAP by $20 billion. Many Democrats, including Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, argue that's unnecessary because SNAP spending would fall on its own.
When the economy gets better and people go back to work, the numbers decline. And as this economy improves, the CBO says this, you'll see fewer and fewer people on SNAP.
Supporters also say SNAP spending is a form of economic stimulus. According to USDA, each dollar of SNAP produces $1.79 in economic activity. Most of that money does not go to farmers markets. The vast majority of SNAP dollars enter the economy through large supermarkets and superstores. Megan Jackson, manager of the market on Old Cheney Road, acknowledges a dollar may buy you more at the grocery store, but it's divided differently.
By the end, the farmer sees 19 cents of that dollar. Here, the farmer sees 99 cents of that dollar.
Jackson says small growers don't receive the same government support as commodity grain farmers. For them, SNAP is like an indirect subsidy.
This is one avenue where that support is direct.
And that's the beauty of being able to come to the market, because, you know, I know this person here and there, and you can come to the market and you can support everyone that you know that you want to support.
This summer, Congress will argue over how much food assistance the government can afford. In the meantime, April Segura, like a growing number of SNAP users, plans to spend as much as she can afford at the farmer's market. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.